This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
All right, we're going to be joined now by U.S. men's national team coach Dave Sarokin. This is pretty remarkable here. This is on the eve of the United States-Mexico tomorrow night.
My pleasure, Glenn. Always good to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. All right, you've done an outstanding job with these young guys, and I've seen a lot of your quotes, and you and I had talked prior coming on the air here that it's just been a real joy to work with this group. So just talk about this group of young guys and how they've handled some incredible competition here in these friendlies.
No, that's true. I've had the good fortune to be leading this program since last November, and we had a series of games leading up through June when we did face France, and now coming into this kickoff series, very ambitious programming for U.S. soccer with the matches that we had the other day with Brazil, the one coming up tomorrow, and through October and November. And this group that I've been fortunate enough to be around, I've kind of continued to have a core of these young guys together now. And, it just reminds you how great it is to have fresh faces, youthful energy. They have no real past that burdens them. They're looking now into the future, and they've been really a joy to work with. And we know that there's improvements to be made, but these experiences and games have been, and hopefully will be, just massive as we continue to move this thing along.
All right. So I looked at the Brazil game the other night, and I'm thinking to myself, before we even get into it, I say to myself, you know what? There is no way this isn't going to be a success, because the experience and the opportunity to play against that jersey, those players, there will be takeaway no matter what. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. 100% fair. And that's exactly how we as a staff and as a group have looked at it and talked about it. And there have been great takeaways from that game that I am certain will sort of apply as we move along, no doubt.
Now, when you get guys back from Europe and from differing teams, and, you know, a Tim Weah comes back, and you haven't seen him for a while, do you notice a young player like that maturing? Do you see something subtle in his game that you go, wow, okay, I see that environment over there is helping to lift him up and gain him experience and add some things to his game? Do you see that tangibly?
I do see it with many of the players. With some, it may take a few more get-togethers to really kind of see it more clearly. But each and every guy, and you mentioned Tim, comes back where their starting point is kind of where they left off, or a little ahead rather than behind. And that's really encouraging. And I see it with all of the European guys, especially now where they've finished a preseason and they're in good physical form, and most of them are playing. And so that to me is showing, some signs of maturing and just improving on the little things where we left off.
Dave Sarokin, U.S. Men's National Team Manager, ahead of the U.S. and Mexico tomorrow night, Tuesday night. There will be some emotion behind that game. We'll get to that in a second. But what would some of those subtleties be when you see these kids come back from these other environments?
I think in some ways it's just a continual managing the details, the small details that maybe they had overlooked in their past experiences, whether it's angling your body or catching a ball a certain way, or being aware of things that maybe have been exposed in your training and your environment. little things like that on a technical sense. And then obviously as professionals, you see how they manage themselves and what they do in their off hours and how they get in the weight room and continue a program maybe that they've started. So all of that is pieced together in a way where there's just more attention to the details that can make them a better pro in many ways.
I don't think any question, no matter what happens in the future, what you're doing with these guys right now is very, very important. I mean, we'll look back, I would believe, upon this time period as a platform for gaining experience and opportunity for players and seeing them blossom, which is, I think, the real exciting things for U.S. soccer fans. But if you look at this group in its entirety, do they understand, Dave, that they are potentially the future here and they could be a part of a couple of cycles here in World Cups? Did they get that?
Well, I do think they get that. I do think they feel this is an opportunity to now put their imprint on this next cycle. What they don't know and can't know is that it's not a given that just because they're in now that they'll be in the next time and the next time. And that's kind of the messaging, that it's a real privilege to have these opportunities and to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's part of the teaching and experience that I've tried to express to these guys, is that you're here now. You can be here for the future. They believe it. And that's one of the things with this group. They're a very confident group. And I do think most of them do recognize the fact that they are a group that has a real chance to be the future in the next World Cup cycle. And yet now it's just making sure that they don't lose or these opportunities aren't lost.
Dave Sarakin, U.S. soccer manager, joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Go back to the Brazil game. I heard you in the press conference just talking about the possession side of the game against Brazil. Maybe you could just expand on that a little bit.
Well, you know, playing a team like Brazil, forget for a moment that each and every player has a mastery of the ball. But what we can't forget is they've been a team for several years. I mean, this is the group they brought is the group that played in the World Cup, essentially, with the exception of a couple guys. And so, you know, the way that they made it hard on us when they had the ball, and even when they didn't have the ball in terms of their spacing, made it difficult for us to put the game on our terms in terms of possession and keeping the ball. Although, having looked at the edits in the game, there were many moments in the game when we did have possession. The challenge for us was, were we going forward? Were we getting balls in good spots that challenged them to now pull them out of spots where we could take advantage of numbers and such in the final third, which we didn't do a good job of, and that's a credit to them as well. So I think that was kind of the point I was making, that with our group now, each game is going to present those moments. Against Mexico, we expect a good team again, but maybe we can find better ways to be in good spots in the final third to create a little more chances. Possession's nice, but it doesn't help you if you're not going forward.
Dave, if we look at past national teams, and maybe we'll use the last the last team with the Dempseys and the Michaels and the Josies, and we know some of those guys are not out of this, obviously. But if we look at that team as a measuring stick, and maybe the last two World Cups, what's the one platforming thing that U.S. soccer and its national team would like to achieve? What maybe one general area of the game that we would want to platform off as we try to grow?
Well, there's probably more than one. I mean, you've asked me one, but I think, in referencing past teams, I do think that all the teams that represent the U.S. men's national team have certain common denominators, a competitive spirit, an aggressive way of trying to play, playing with no fear. These are just a few bullet points that I've tried to continue to impart on this young group. Clearly, from a technical sense, we're hoping that you know, this next generation is getting enough confidence with the ball that now we can sort of, as I mentioned earlier in this interview, you know, put the game more on our terms. And I think we're seeing that now a little bit more with the exposure that a lot of these younger players who are now playing in good environments, whether it's domestically or overseas, are providing. So, you know, the platform is to continue to challenge yourself individually by being in the best environment you can be, which now will help us as a collective.
Dave, I heard an interview with Kellen Acosta. I think he got 30 minutes in the Brazil game, and he said, we respected Brazil too much. Did you get that feeling from your squad?
I did, and we talked about that. I do think, you know, there is an element of physicality that's needed in all games, and I think there was a cautious approach with Brazil from a standpoint that I think our guys felt if they were overly aggressive, they'd get punished. Not by the referee punished, but in terms of
correct.
Brazil picking them apart. And I think there was a little bit too much time and space allowed for them to sort of dictate the game. And I think we addressed that and talked that through. And I think that was the sentiment of the group as well.
Dave Sarakin joining us here tonight. You know, I look at the younger players now that you're working with, and we see this around the world. Is it a different challenge now coaching the younger player? Because you've had this expansive coaching and playing career that spanned all kinds of different things from the Chicago Fire to national teams, the World Cups, you name it. You've pretty much done it all. Are there different challenges? And do you as a manager now, knowing the young person now, do you have to change?
Great question. There are different challenges. Every generation presents, in my mind, different challenges. You know, with this young group, there's a lot of noise out there, whether it's social media noise, whether it's their agents, whether it's their family, whether it's their, you know, teammates. There's just a lot of information out there that can cloud an athlete and a young player. They're exposed to, you know, a lot of journalism and social media, as I said, and I think they can lose sight of the prize and lose sight of what the real task at hand is. You know, I have a son and daughter who showed me how to use Snapchat and Instagram, and you know, I'm up on all the hip hop stuff. But I think it's nice that they can relate to me on some levels, but I'm not trying to be their age. And I think it's my job as an experienced coach now to make sure that they get the balance right so that they don't get too cloudy in some of their own heads, that they understand really the biggest challenge that they're going to have as professionals. And so it's a back and forth. And I would say that we all have to adapt as you get a little bit older and with a newer generation of guys. But I love that challenge. I think it's part of the joy of doing what I do.
So I assume you're not listening to a lot of The Weeknd or Chance the Rapper.
Maybe. No, you're wrong, Glenn. You're wrong.
See that? I knew you were going to pull one off on me.
I listen to Chance the Rapper and Kendrick Lamar quite often.
There you go. See?
There I go. Am I hip or what?
You are, and we're going to play some of that music before when we go to break, in your honor. Last one before we let you go. Let's shift gears here to the Mexico match, because this obviously takes on a little bit of a different dynamic than the Brazil game in a different way because of the whole rivalry, obviously September 11th. So I would assume this is a little bit of a different game and maybe a different approach than the Brazil game.
Yes, it is different on a lot of levels. The opponent's going to be different. We're going to face a younger Mexican side who won't have the experience of a Brazil or maybe the quality, but we're going to be a young American side. But it is a CONCACAF rival, a heated rivalry for many years. I've been a part of it for a lot of years, these younger guys haven't been a part of it very, very often, if at all, but I think there's enough history out there. These young men understand the significance of playing Mexico. in terms of the date being 9/11, we had an outing when we were in New York at the memorial, September, the 9/11 memorial, was extremely powerful, and I think it was really important for our young guys, who some of which weren't born, some were one, some were three, some were 6 years old, to really understand the sacrifice that went on that date. And I think playing Mexico on the date, I don't think there's a whole lot of motivating I need to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. The other part of that I would just ask you is, you know, do you feel, because we are in sort of an assessment period, you're giving experience and opportunity to these guys, but obviously winning would be a big deal.
Winning would be a big deal, and it's funny you mentioned that, because, you know, in most of these friendlies, we talk about what we want to accomplish with an end result. We knew going against Brazil, we didn't really talk about we have to beat Brazil. We wanted to beat Brazil. That's certainly the hallmark of any time of a game. When you play a game, you want to win. This game on Tuesday, we want to win this game. We want to win it for a number of reasons. We always want to win, but this game is significant in terms of the rivalry, the fact you can measure up to a CONCACAF team that we're going to be seeing quite a bit down the line, and for all the other reasons that you can imagine.
Dave, listen, you're a gem. Thank you very much for coming on. This is a really enlightening interview for my listeners, and to get it the night before the game, I want you to know that we really appreciate you taking the time out to do it, because I do know you have a pretty full plate ahead of tomorrow's game. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow night.
I appreciate it, Glenn. Thanks for having me, and I'm sure we'll speak again down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave. That's Dave Sarakin, the manager of the U.S. men's national team, again tomorrow night in Nashville, taking on Mexico. And we appreciate Dave being on. We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break.